New York is facing a looming budget deficit because of rising costs and spending on healthcare in the state's Medicaid program. It's increasingly likely that the state will resort to what critics say is a fiscal gimmick to keep the rest of this year and next year's spending plan in balance. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
An update by Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office says the state's Medicaid deficit has grown to between $3 and $4 billion and that the Medicaid program has developed a structural imbalance. If nothing is done to curb spending, the Medicaid gap could grow as high as $7 billion over the next 4 years. Governor Cuomo has in recent days begun acknowledging that it's a concern.
Medicaid gap is a major problem for the state. We have a reduction in federal aid. We have an increase in the labor cost. We have an increase in coverage for the program, which is a good thing. They're all good factors besides the reduction in federal aid, but it is going to be a major financial issue for the state next year.
Reasons for the increase in Medicaid spending include the state's hike in the minimum wage and union contracts that include salary raises for hospital and nursing home workers, as well as the popularity of the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, which has led more New Yorkers to receive health care benefits through Medicaid. In late March, Cuomo's budget office quietly delayed for 3 days a $1.7 billion payment owed to health care providers. As a result, the payment registered in the current fiscal year, which began in April, instead of the previous fiscal year, which ended March 31st. The governor's budget office now says it is expected that another $2 billion payment due in March of 2020 will be delayed until early April so that it will be credited in the 2021 fiscal year instead. Bill Hammond with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says that's an irresponsible practice.
I think everybody would admit it's a gimmick. You don't have enough money in your checking account to pay your bills, and so you just tell the people who are expecting money you have to hang on for a few days.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli, in a monthly budget monitoring report, also says the plan raises alarm bells. He says delaying Medicaid payments for 2 years in a row raises troubling questions as to whether the state might return to past practices of allowing operating deficits to continually recur from 1 year to the next. In the past, the state sought temporary loans each year to make up for those deficits, known as the annual spring borrowing. It was eliminated 30 years ago. The governor's budget office says even with a delayed payment, $1.5 billion still needs to be cut out of the Medicaid program in the remaining few months of the fiscal year. According to the budget office, options include mandatory cost controls or across-the-board reductions in rates paid to providers. Hammond with the Empire Center says time is running out to make the cuts.
That leaves 1.5, more or less, that they have to cut from this year's budget. And there's only, 4 months left? In other words, they have to get that savings in a relatively short period.
At the same time the Medicaid costs have been rising, there have been two questionable uses of the health care program, Hammond says. One, first reported in the New York Times, found that hospitals were given an additional $140 million, the largest reimbursement rate increase in a decade, after a large hospital organization gave money to the state's Democratic Party during the 2018 governor's race, where Cuomo won a third term in office. Cuomo's aides in the hospital group deny there's any connection. And $145 million was redirected to a health care education fund. It benefits the state's largest health care union, SEIU 1199. The fund in the past has run ads to support the governor's positions on health care spending. A mid-year budget report that was due on October 31 could shed more light on how the governor's budget office is managing the Medicaid shortfall, but that report has not yet been released. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.